What we observing so far is that people seem not to be very interested in what is going on, because the campaign has started almost 5 days ago. Up to now, you don't see anybody enthusiastic about what is going on, meaning Guineans started turning their back to the so-called democracy they're selling, because democracy in Guinea has brought really division, violence, and people don't believe in that anymore. So it gives us the idea that it was a good thing to do not to participate in those elections, and we are going to continue fighting through FNDC.
If you are not participating in the election, what role will your party play in the upcoming elections?
Even though we are not participating in elections because we don't have any candidate in it, we are still part of FNDC. You remember, FNDC is that coalition of political parties and civil society organizations fighting to prevent anybody in Guinea to stay in power until he dies. Actually, that is the main issue here in Guinea. In 50 years, we got only two presidents, Sekou Touré, who died in Cleveland, and the second, 24 years, who died in 2008. And the guy who is actually the president wants to do just that, and we are continuing our fight against that. So we are not in the competition, but that doesn't mean we are not doing anything.
The election is going to go on as scheduled, and it looks like he might be re-elected. So what are the chances that your effort will stop him from getting re-elected?
Let's say that because of the fact that some of the opposition leaders left FNDC to participate in those elections, the situation after the election may be very difficult on the opposition side, because we will have some challenges getting everybody together. We went through the same thing in 2003 when Lansana Conte changed the constitution in 2001 and seek another term in 2003. All the leaders, the opposition leaders, no one participated. That is not the case this year. And in 2004, 2005, the opposition became stronger and stronger. And with the civil society, they were able to impact what was going on in the country. That's not going to be the case this time. Because for those who were in FNDC with us and they left to participate in those elections, if they don't win, they give a kind of legitimacy to Alpha Conde.
So what's your next line of action?
Our next line of action, as I said, we will continue fighting within the FNDC. Even on the 29th of September, we will be on the streets. Actually, we are mobilizing all those who don't want, again in Guinea, to have somebody on power until he dies. So on the 29th, we will be demonstrating on the street, and we are actually calling on all those who are opposed to a stop term for Alpha Conde to come together to demonstrate.
If you say a lot of Guineans are not interested in the upcoming election, isn't this a big negative for the opposition groups, including yours, who are not participating in the election? Because come what may, the people will go to the polls and vote.
What you will see is not many people will be going to the poll, but they're gonna give the numbers the one. We just went through what they call a referendum or parliamentary election. In some part of the country, you didn't even have 1% of people going to the poll. And they say about 70% of people went to the poll. Nothing is free and fair. Let's observe what is gonna happen on the 18th. I am pretty much sure only a minority of people will be going to the poll. And Alpha Conde and his government are going to tell us numbers no one can imagine possible here in Guinea.